Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis. I'm excited that you are here today with us. We're going to be talking about the divine feminine and women's spirituality. So my guests today are Mary Beth Mosier and Mary Saraceno, and they are the editors of a new book that just came out. It is called She Is Everywhere, Volume 3. And it's a new anthology in women's spirituality, which is a bold and brave and beautiful compilation of womanist, feminist essays, poems, and artwork, showcasing work from an international community of women and men who honor the sacred female. And the 50 contributors in this anthology, who are scholars, creative writers, and visual artists, share their vision for a world that reclaims the divine female in all her many and varied manifestations. And it offers invaluable contribution to women's spirituality, religion, philosophy, and women's studies. The contemporary voices contained within its pages echo an ancient clarion call to embrace the values of justice with compassion, equality for all people, and transformation. So I'll introduce these two beautiful women who are the editors and put this book together. Mary Beth Mosier holds an MA in women's spirituality and is a PhD candidate in philosophy and religion at the California Institute of Integral Studies in San Francisco. Mary Beth is passionate about her ancestral homeland of Trentino, Italy, and its folk traditions, which is the focus of her dissertation research. She is the author of Honoring Darkness, Exploring the Power of Black Madonnas in Italy. When she's not exploring the back roads of Italy, Mary Beth lives among the natural beauty and tall trees of the Northwest, which is something we share together. And Mary Saraceno is a novelist, poet, and memoir writer, a writing coach and teacher who's from Denver, Colorado. She's the author of the award-winning The Singing of Swans, No Matter What, and Finding Grace, and the memoir Voices of the Soft-Bellied Warrior. Mary's short story, Vicky's Secret, earned the 2007 Glass Woman Prize. Her Pushcart Poetry Prize-nominated poetry appears online at www.newversenews.com. And as the founder of Mother Root, Mary leads workshops and embodied art making and creative writing classes centered on the dark mother, divine female. Their website for the book is www.sheiseverywhere.net. So welcome, Mary Beth and Mary, to Voices of Women.
Thank you, Chris. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, first, I always like to hear people's stories. So tell us about how the two of you met, how you got connected, and what drew you to do this work together.
Do you want to take that, Mary Beth? Do you want me to hop on?
Sure. Well, yes, and please fill in, Mary. I took a study trip, actually, with my mentor, Dr. Lucia Chiavola-Birnbaum, to Sicily in 2000, and we were searching for the Black Madonnas and Dark Mothers in Sicily. And Mary also made that trip with Lucia in 2009.
I went to Sicily the year after you. We met in Sardinia.
Right. So Mary went in 2001, a year after me. And then we both went on the same trip. We wound up in Sardinia together in 2004 on another study trip with Lucia. And so we met there. We both had this profound experience of traveling together with this spiritual focus. And then it was actually Lucia, I believe, who asked us to do this anthology together. Do you remember, Mary, exactly how we got chosen or asked?
Yeah, it was Lucia. Yeah, actually, when we were on the Sardinia trip, Mary Beth and I kind of hung out with different people on the trip, and then there's a flight from Sardinia back to Rome when we were going to be in Rome for a few days, and we got seated together just serendipity on the flight on that small plane back to Rome and started talking, and that initiated a friendship that we've had ever since then. And I can't remember when Lucia tapped us on the shoulder and asked us, but she asked us to co-edit the third in the edition of the series. So both of us have high regard for Lucia, and she's our mentor, so we said yes.
Yes, we both consider her a mentor and really grateful to have her leadership. And so she asked us, and we said yes, and sort of started a new kind of journey together. The journey of putting a book together.
Yes, and I know what that takes, having put a compilation together myself, too, and writing in it. You know, probably, how many years did it take you to do this?
Oh, about 2.5, wouldn't you say, Mary Beth? We put out the call for submissions in September of 2009.
Yeah.
Yeah, or 2009, was it 2000? I've lost track of time. It's been a long while.
Yeah, it has. I think it's been a longer journey than we anticipated, but a rewarding one. And really, I've been so grateful for the partnership in it because, as you know, Chris, I'm sure from doing your own anthology, it takes a lot. And then having that partnership just allowed us each to bring our own gifts and strengths and encouragement, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the third volume. So what is the history? And it shows longevity when you're already into the third anthology of so there's been two other She Is Everywhere.
Yes. Actually, the first volume, which is published under the title She Is Everywhere, was started in 2005, and I don't know how many years that was in the making, but it was under the creative spark and direction of the woman we've mentioned, Lucia Chiavola-Birnbaum, and she recognized, I think, at just the volume of women's wisdom that was out there, both within the program she was teaching at California Institute of Integral Studies, and then outside of the program as well. And as a published author, I think she recognized the value of having things in print. And so her idea for this anthology really came about and was supported by the people. Mary and I weren't directly involved in the production of that one, although we each have an essay in there. But there were people in the California Bay Area who were. So Lucia provided the direction, the creative direction, and then it was actually gathered together by several people down there, including Jody McMillan, who's the executive director of a nonprofit group called Belladonna, and the labor of her staff and her money. And so that was the first volume. And then the baton was passed to two other editors, Annette Williams and Karen Villanueva. And they were both in the California area at the time. So together with Lucia, they edited volume two. In 2008, and again, a whole new set of writers and contributors. And then Mary and I were asked to edit Volume 3, which just came out in 2012. So it has been a long legacy, and each volume is different. It attracts a different group of contributors, and I would say they're all really interesting, and I'm sure the next volume will be different again, as we hope this will continue as a series with new
Yeah, there's so many authors out there, women who are writing now about the divine feminine, and I know many of the people in your book are might be called experts in it. I'm just looking through it. I can, you know, recognize a few names. How does this book contribute to the field of women's spirituality? Because that's really the area that it's addressed to, and I imagine the purpose of getting, you know, of this, these kinds of books is to inform people and educate people and promote that whole, this aspect of women's spirituality.
Yes. Well, that's a really good question. I think its contribution is what you already named, Chris, is it's got a diversity of voices. And in our volume alone, for example, there's over 50 contributors. So that's a huge volume of women's wisdom and men's wisdom. There are men in our volume as well. So it brings a diversity that isn't captured by just one voice or one point of view or one ancestral background or one spiritual tradition. So everybody is bringing their own work. And so it's a circle of voices, a collection of wisdom, and I think that's its real strength, that everybody can draw from, not just students or, but anybody who's interested in the voice of the divine feminine and who's attracted to.
Yeah, so we're going to get into some of those voices at our after our break. You're listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and talk some more with Mary Beth Mosher and Mary Saraceno.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Josai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Women of wisdom, women of wisdom, women of wisdom, rise and shine, sister Pat, spirit of woman, rise and shine.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and we're having a conversation with Mary Beth Mosher and Mary Saraceno. They're authors or editors of She Is Everywhere. So we were talking about this book is on the divine feminine, and it's many, many voices. There's 50 contributors, and the nice thing about it is, too, is there's art and there's poetry in the book, which I love when diverse expressions are brought in. Well, let's talk about some of the contributors. And I noticed there was several chapters on the Black Madonna. And I'd love for one of you to talk about, you know, explain what is a Black Madonna and where does she come from and where do you find her? And, you know, I know she's in various, you hear about her in Africa, but even in Europe and even other countries around the world. Who'd like to talk about that?
I have a feeling both of us want to.
Yeah. I'll say a little bit, and then Mary Beth obviously did her master's thesis on the topic, so she is really the expert. Although I do teach a class on the history of the divine female, and I talk about, personally in that class, I talk about the Black Madonna as being the ancestress or the great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-granddaughter of actually the Paleolithic goddesses and especially the Neolithic goddesses, Artemis, Isis, and Cabal from Anatolia. And there's direct links throughout Europe to migratory pathways of where those earlier goddesses were actually brought to Europe, and where they were brought to Europe are places where the Black Madonna in Christendom is actually venerated. So take it away, Mary Beth, from there.
Sometimes I start with a story because I remember seeing my first Black Madonna, which was an actual a very dark image of the Virgin Mary. And even though I had been raised in a Catholic tradition, I had never seen a dark image of the Virgin Mary. So that really opened my eyes to a much older legacy. And when I met and studied with Lucia Chiavola Birnbaum, she opened my eyes even further to the common African heritage that we all share, and the Paleolithic migration routes. And I recognize that there were dark mothers, as she calls them, really everywhere in the world in different expressions. And so with the Black Madonnas of Catholicism, we're seeing one expression of that. But for me, anyway, she ends up being our common dark mother that is the mother of us all, with, you know, millions of beautiful expressions in art in different cultures. But as Mary said, she's common throughout Europe, and so more than you can imagine, she is in churches everywhere and highly venerated. So I'm always aware of where she is and in search for her. And in fact, in some ways, I think that led to the title of the book. The first time I heard that, I remember asking Lucia. I was on my way to Italy to search for Black Madonnas, and I said, "Well, Lucia, where should I look?" And she said, "She is everywhere." Mm-hmm. And she made that statement, and it was so profound, and she was right. It seemed like wherever I went, I could find Black Madonnas and feel like I was home. Whenever I found an image of her, I felt like I was coming home to something within myself.
Well, how are these usually expressed? Are they statues, paintings?
Yes, and it depends where it is. In Italy, I know the most about that because that's where I've traveled, but sometimes there are great sanctuaries on the top of a hill or a mountain, and often she is the central venerated figure at the sanctuary. So people will make pilgrimages from all over the world to come to these places. Sometimes millions and millions of people. It's really staggering to see, for example, in Italy, the protector of the whole country is in Loreto, the Black Madonna of Loreto, on the eastern shore. And people literally come from all over the world, millions of people. And so whatever day you choose to be there, you will be there among throngs of people coming to venerate her and give praise or thanks or ask for favors or whatever. So I simply had never experienced that level of veneration to a female spiritual figure like that here in the United States. So very
personal. We don't have that. And interesting, I was curious, and you said you went to a Sicily, because I was there for a month, and I don't remember seeing any Black Madonnas or reading literature I need to go see.
You have to go again, Chris.
I know.
Mary and I will tell you where to go, because there's, you know, like any other region in Italy, actually, Sicily has a Black Madonna that protects the whole region. She's Our Lady of Tindari, and she's up kind of on the northern coast, another great sanctuary with people that come from all over. But I think you raise a really good point, Chris. They're not always evident in the culture. And I think that is true with women's wisdom and with the Dark Mother, is that it's not always on the surface. It's not always evident, but she's always there. So I think that's the value of anthologies like this, for example, is I learned a lot from these readings, and I think we can learn from each other where these places of cultural interest are. So
yeah, and I would add to that that it's not always evident, but it's also, as a culture, we're not taught to look for it.
Yes.
Not fostered and nurtured in our culture. So once that kind of portal's open, you can, and you find and you tap into them, it's a profound experience, as Mary Beth has discussed already.
I was curious, one of the writers in the book, Lacine Della Madre, she talks about the luminous Dark Mother, but she relates it to the mitochondria DNA, how that's only passed by the mother, and it's a vital cellular energy of all people on the planet, came from the first African Homo sapiens mother, the original Dark Mother. And you kind of mentioned that, Mary Beth. And so it's interesting they correlate dark matter and dark mother. She says, just as dark matter, and then in Prince's mother, in space shapes galaxies and holds them together, we are shaped and held by the African Dark Mother, who has given us her life force and resides in the very depths of our being, where the macrocosm is literally reflected in the microcosm. So, you know, that's fascinating to me that it even goes beyond what we think of as mother. It's universal. It's we're talking, you know, to correlate that to dark matter. I haven't ever heard anybody say that before.
Right. Well, Leslene is profoundly intuitive and also plugged into the whole meta-universe cosmology of this concept. And the thing that I love about her work is that it's really an embodied scholarship. So she's writing really in a scholarly tone, but she's really writing from a body-centered way of knowing and experiencing things that I think helps her take that leap from, okay, here's the Dark Mother, who we may or may not venerate as a deity or a divinity, but then how that is all connected to our very essence as human beings on the planet and in the universe, our place in the universe. I was blown away by her essay for the very reasons you cited.
Yeah, and she really creates that connection of mother-daughter and the fact that this mitochondria DNA, the double helix, is only passed to us through our mother.
Right. Yeah, it's really, I think it's a really insightful essay. I hope everyone reads it, and I love the, I don't know if she termed the coined the term or, but she uses the term Yoniverse, and I just love that vision of a self-replicating universe, and it does take it beyond the human into the cosmological, which is a grand vision and very mother-centered.
And if people aren't familiar with the term yoni, that refers to the womb and to the vaginal opening, actually. So to have Leslene refer to the universe as the Yoniverse really deepens that whole knowledge and understanding of it as being feminine.
Yeah, and it is Leslene that talks about that, and I have a note. It's that cosmic dance of continuous whirling motion. And the correlation universe and yoniverse and because the womb of the mother's, the womb is where birth comes from, and the universe is where we came from, and you know, so there's interesting correlations.
Yes, and the fact that she's citing that, you know, Western and other scientists are calling it dark matter, it's just, you know, whether that's a subconscious memory on their part or not is also an interesting thing to consider.
Yes, there is so much here. So we're going to take another quick break. I'm Chris Stanis. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back and talk more with Mary Beth Mosier and Mary Saraceno.
Each Monday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Elizabeth Anglin Show, your psychic connection to your soul's path. Elizabeth takes you to the Universal Etheric Space Library, where soul records and life lesson plans are stored. This live call-in show will help you decide what your life plan is through the help of your guides and guardian angels. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 1-888-640-4893 to schedule your reading with psychic medium, animal communicator, Elizabeth Anglin.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
What would it take for you to feel free and know that you have all the time you need to fulfill your destiny and live the life of your dreams? Wouldn't it be wonderful to be in this state of being every single day? Learn how to develop this profound knowing and this skill by cultivating gratitude in your daily life. Each moment, you have a choice. Take the time now. In this present moment, to open yourself to more valuable time for you. Use our gratitude journal, graced with our bungee bookmark, infused with the essence of gratitude, and write down what you are grateful for. This daily practice will transform your life and shift your reality. Offer yourself this amazing gift of gratitude and transform your own life and health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Women of wisdom.
Welcome back to Voices of Women, and you just heard Lorraine Bays, who is one of our Woman Wisdom people from Seattle, singing our Woman Wisdom theme song. And you can get that on our Woman Wisdom CD from our website, www.womenofwisdom.org. And there's a compilation of songs from amazing women singers we've had at our conference over the years. It includes Holly Near, Rhiannon, Libby Roderick, and many others. So we're talking again with Mary Beth Mosher and Mary Saraceno about the book that they edited, She Is Everywhere. And I love that title. So tell us your contact information, how they can connect with you, and where they would find your book to purchase.
Well, there's a website, www.sheiseverywhere.net. So they can go there to find out more information about the book. It's available to Amazon.com, also BarnesandNoble.com, and iUniverse.com. And if they want to contact me directly, they can email me at marysar, M-A-R-Y-S-A-R, 1004, at msn.com. And Mary Beth?
Yes, probably I'm not sure if the website gives our contact information, the She Is Everywhere website. But if you wanted to contact me directly, probably... Dea Madre, D-E-A-M-A-D-R-E, at comcast.net would be the best way. And we're also asking people to request that libraries carry it, She Is Everywhere, because that really opens up the book to a lot of people. So if you're interested in the book, what I do, I start with the library, because if you get them to buy it, then a lot of people can read it that may not want or be able to buy it. So,
that's great. That's a good reminder. So,
I'd add that it's available in ebook form also if people have Kindles or Nooks.
That's right.
Softcover, hardcover, in the ebook form.
Okay. So our next contributor that I was interested in, because I've actually had met her and has done, I know she's done a lot of work with goddesses, and I know she has a beautiful slideshow of goddesses around the world, and is Max Dashu. And and she talks about, you know, the language, and even that about the word goddess being a target. And I'm just curious what you have to say about that.
Well, Max's article is called The Meanings of Goddess, and Max is a wealth of information, as you know. She does suppressed history archives, and so she's been really devoted to goddess history and repressed women's history for decades, and so I think she has more images of the goddess divine female from around the world than anybody I know. Last I heard, it was 15,000 slides or something. So, but in her article, she's also really knowledgeable about a variety of languages and cultures, and so she goes through different words and derivations of goddess figures. So, it'd be hard to summarize. It's just a wealth of information, but I'd highly recommend people to read it just for seeing the diversity of names. I guess I'd like to open that question up to you two as well. And
well, I was curious. You said goddess, the word god, has become the scholarly equivalent of walking onto a target range. At least in Anglophone universities, goddess talk, and then goddess talk has a forbidden charge in all kinds of settings. And, you know, is that about the backlash of women's spirituality, or people being afraid of what it might mean? Or
well, I can't speak to what Max thinks about that because I'm not her, but in my interpretation of that is that it is backlash, but it isn't just backlash towards women's spirituality. I think that's symptomatic of a larger cultural backlash about the power of women or the primacy of women, and also, you know, just the many ways that women's culture is silenced and has been silenced since the inquisitional times, but certainly way, way before that also. She talks a lot about, on page 19, she quotes Mary Ford Grabowski describing the cultural remainder of this process, which is male-dominated religions, as crushing the feminine. And I think that's the legacy, that's the history of patriarchy, and one of the things this volume does is try to help shift that and help people remember that there was a time prior to that where women were primary.
Yes, and there's so much work now. Women are really coming together to create that balance, and we're not talking about returning to just purely a matriarchy. We're talking about a balance of equality, masculine and feminine, matriarchy, patriarchy, that it's a balance, you know, equality. She does say that there is prophecies of the reemergence of female sovereignty was circulated among the original people of North America.
Uh-huh.
And that's kind of interesting in that there's a cry now is rising, a call mounting from women within and without the majority religions. So there is kind of a propelling of a movement, and I think you're even starting to see it now, where, you know, women are really reacting to what's happening politically in the country, of what we're hearing, or, you know, even just with the vote on Congress of the healthcare, of not having birth control paid for, and when they brought experts in, they brought on these men to speak as experts on this topic. And I think there was one woman, congresswoman, who said, "Where are the women?" And, you know, it's like, yes, where are the women? We need to be speaking up. And I, because of that, sometimes these things are good to happen, because it does, there is a reaction. Women are getting angry about this and starting to step up and talk. And we need to.
Right. Well, and I think there's been a backlash against feminism for a number, I would say at least a decade, if not longer, you know, where it's become a pejorative word. You know.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, because there's such a charge still in the word feminist, and even with women putting it down, and it, you know, because there's still the image of it's back in the 70s, there's still the image as a feminist as this angry person. When I've interviewed people, what they're talking about is women, you know, they want equality, they want an equal voice, they want to say, you know, we're more than half of the people, it's higher than 50% are women, and yet we don't have the equal say. So it's interesting. There's still this connotation, negative connotation, on the word feminist and feminism, and
right. Well, I also think one of the important things about this volume is that it helps people have information about the fact that there was a time in human history when men and women were equal. There were societies that were built around equality, and that it hasn't always been a patriarchal paradigm. So the more we can remember that, the more we can embrace that and reinstate that. And it isn't about one group being having power over the other. It's about shared equality because the planet needs it.
Oh, definitely. Well, there's another author I was curious about in your book, Claudia von Wurlhoff, and she talks about, and I think this plays into this, the interconnectedness of all being, a new spiritually for a new civilization. And I think that's what a lot of people are looking for, but they don't really know how do we create that. But
well,
do you have a...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I think that that inclusion of that and then the other pieces in this anthology, I think is very timely for, you know, the whole advent of 2012 and the Mayan prophecies, or which my belief in what the Mayans were prophesizing was that there was a need for this shift to happen where the feminine and the masculine needed to be more balanced and the feminine needed to not be suppressed.
And I think we're creating it, and I think we're co-creating it.
Yeah.
And we're seeing visionaries in this book. And, you know, you brought up cosmology. There's the vision of what's possible. And with the visionaries like Claudia, like Lucia, like Leslene, like Max, and Glennis Livingstone also has a cosmology for the creative principle of the universe. And so we're seeing this common theme of the creative principle as female, and it's very inspiring. And especially
yes,
in theology, where you have many different views coming together, I think we're co-creating things that, you know, even just single words, you know, Lucia uses the word feminisms, and, you know, sometimes I think it's important to just sort of spread it out and make sure there's not a single definition, because we're figuring it out.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's true. So this is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women. We're going to come back and continue our conversation with Mary Beth Mosier and Mary Saraceno.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Women of wisdom.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis. I'm talking to Mary Beth Mosier and Mary Saraceno. They have their new book out called She Is Everywhere. It's Volume 3. And you can get that, find that on Amazon.com or their website, www.sheiseverywhere.net. Is it .net or .com?
.net. Yes.
Okay. Okay, so we were just talking about the interconnectedness and brought up the whole co-creation. And I think that's kind of what's happening. We're starting to co-create, and that's kind of my mission of working on co-creating, even in a business sense. We co-create Women of Wisdom. I have a new business out of Chrysalis Leadership of bringing that sense of collaborativeness and co-creation into businesses, and so that we can have emerging leaders in every seat, and because everybody's voice is important. And I think people are kind of tired of just having the bosses speak for them or the powers that be do the speaking, that we all have an important process and need to step up and be part of this co-creating our new culture that we're.
Beautiful. And I think an anthology is right along that philosophy and value of opening the discussion up to a community of voices. So,
yes, I wish you well in your book. I remember taking my book to a book expo and having a book publisher saying, "Oh, collaborations that are the compilations don't sell anymore," and just things is kind of like, and yet my book is sold, you know, and it won awards, and it's kind of like there is value, like. They're losing touch with what people are looking for. So I hope people take a look at your book, and it's great that you can get it as an ebook and or, you know, find it in your libraries, because it is a wealth of information. And I imagine that you've gained a lot in writing this, putting it together, in your experience. How has it changed you?
Well, I'll go first. Okay. First of all, there was the partnership aspect of working together with Mary, and Mary's a published author of several books, and so I really found it a learning experience and learning from her writing and publishing experience. She's been on both sides of that, you know, being the one who's trying to get something published, and so I really learned from her technical and other experience, and what my strengths were, what my limits were. So I think that's the value of any collaborative process, is learning about yourself from working with the other person. And then I also learned from the material. You know, it's each time I read it, and I had to do both of us several technical reviews, but also when I just would sit down and read it for content, it seemed like a different set of things would speak to me. So I learned a lot personally. I was moved by the material. And then because it took a long time, it just sort of moved through the ebb and flow of my life. And so, you know, it became a metaphor at times for what was going on. In fact, I wrote a little bit about that in my preface. You know, I was, spent some time with my mother who was in recovery. And so, like any endeavor, it becomes a tool for learning. It was for me anyway, of just mirroring what was going on in my life.
I echo those sentiments, and I was very much in awe of the vast array of the work that was submitted. There's a deep well of memory there that just I was privileged to drink from, really, and just awed by the depth of the work and the profound insights and information and experience. Especially since this is the third edition of the volume, and, you know, it's like, and there's going to be a fourth, so I think we're just touching the, you know, just the tip of it.
Oh, yes, because so many voices, and I didn't see a call for contributions, so I'd like to know for the next volume. You, both of you personally, what are your current projects? What do you see for, I know, Mary, you're a writer and you've got, sounds like some really interesting novels there. Are you working on something?
I do have a novel that actually I had to put on hold a little bit the last 2.5 years that we were working on the book, the anthology. But I'm working on a novel that's set in Sardinia in the 1480s. It's around the time of the Inquisition, and it's about a errant Catholic priest who has a run-ins with these twin sister pagan healers in the center of Sardinia. And I'm also teaching a workshop this July at the Mandela Center in New Mexico on the Black Madonna. So looking forward to doing that.
And where can people find out about that?
They can find out about that at www.mandelacenter.org/workshops. And
okay.
Then you can find out about my work at marysaraceno.com.
And Mary Beth, how about you?
Well, I'm a student, so I'm going to be returning to my doctoral dissertation, and I am retrieving my ancestral heritage, so that's the focus of my work. I'm working on a degree in women's spirituality, and Lucia Chiavola Birnbaum is the chair of my work, but my dissertation is titled Women's Spiritual Agency in the Folk Traditions of the Italian Alps. So I'm looking deep within my own ancestral heritage to look at the agency of women and what women were doing, basically, focusing on their spirituality. So it's a very interesting project.
Yeah, and good luck for that. So, Mary, I was going to ask you to read your poem. I know it's a short poem. I think we have just enough time for that, and then we'll have to close.
Okay, I'd be happy to. Thank you. The title of the poem is called Holy Mary. Holy Mary in the water, Holy Mary in the trees, Holy Mary in the sunshine, Holy Mary in the breeze, Holy Mary up above me, Holy Mary deep within, Holy Mary down below me, Holy Mary in my skin. Sing a song of Holy Mary. Blessed is her holy blood. Blessed is her name forever. Holy, holy, evermore. Mary outward, Mary inward, Mary shining ever bright. Light the way through deepest darkness, deep inside this still dark night, where the silent mirror shines, where the heart's desire thrives, where her blessings bless our lives. Holy Mary, ever true, help us to remember always, help us to be just and wise. Goodness flows from tears of sorrow, you and me and you.
Thank you. So thank you, Mary and Mary Beth. It was great to talk to you today, and thank you for bringing this book to us.
Thank you, Chris, for the opportunity.
Thanks, Chris.
So I'd like to leave everyone with this thought today. How can you embrace the divine feminine in your life? What does she represent to you? Find the balance of God / goddess in your life. This is Chris Danis. I'm glad you have joined us this hour. You can sign up for the Women of Wisdom newsletters at www.womenofwisdom.org. Find out about our monthly events. Next Tuesday is our monthly dinner, and we'll be having that in North Seattle. You can go online and look for that at womenofwisdom.org. And also check out my book, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. And you can get that at our website also or at Amazon.com. So have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Danis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Danis.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org. Or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.